So we're talking about fundraising, gift acceptance, and donor relations now versus before. So we'll start with the before. In 2019, which seems like a lifetime ago, giving reached nearly $450 billion. And 2020 was obviously a different year for all of us. And so as we look at the changes, the Nonprofit Times reported that fundraising in the first quarter of 2020 was 6% below where it was year over year. March alone showed an 11% decline. The Chronicle of Philanthropy suggested that 22,000 nonprofits would fail during the time of coronavirus. Now, whether that will prove out is difficult to know with PPP and the other initiatives, as well as the ability for nonprofits to change their fundraising techniques. That was also assumed that the downturn would last 24 months. And at that point in March, when we were looking at this, it was difficult to conceive of. But almost a year into the pandemic, I think we're understanding that this is a long-term consequence for all of us. But charitable giving in the first half of 2020, after the initial decline, increased 7.5% year over year. The key word, one of the key words, I think, in all of 2020 was the word pivot. And if you're working with nonprofit organizations, you saw them scramble to achieve fundraising goals, cancel in-person events, change to virtual, all in a matter of minutes. And so there were many opportunities to change and pivot and deal with the consequences of the varying issues related to governmental restrictions, cancellation of in-person events, and the various issues that come along with it. So I think Sarah put in the chat, which I think is really helpful, if people want to talk about their backgrounds and interests, that we could try and tailor some of this discussion specifically to what you guys are interested in hearing. We recognize that fundraising across organizations has been pretty inconsistent. Essential services have done well because their services are essential and needed, versus arts organizations that have suffered with the inability to have performances and sell tickets. Food banks and charities seem to be doing well. One of the bigger concerns, or the biggest concerns, is the ability to maintain relationships with donors. So part of the concern is with social distancing and the elderly population of major donors. Are nonprofits still having the ability to engage in ways and maintain those connections as they had previously? In many ways, we've heard of nonprofits dealing with restricted gifts. So when restricted gifts come up, there's several different ways that this has been impacted. Many nonprofit organizations recognize that to the extent they solicited information or donations and mentioned COVID-19 or their response to COVID-19, there was a larger reaction than just general solicitations. And so that begs the question, was that restricting those funds for those purposes? And the donor solicitations, of course, have the effect of restricting gifts. And so as nonprofits did this, were they thinking of mission creep? Were they thinking of these funds being beyond their charitable purpose? Were they thinking of the ability for the nonprofit to comply? The operational consequences of restrictions could also be problematic if they restricted those dollars and then needed those dollars for other purposes. There are different kinds of restrictions related to duration, whether there are spending limits, and obviously specific uses. And then a mixture of those restrictions could have been. Hopefully, nonprofit organizations were using their gift acceptance policy appropriately, so they knew when and what they had determined in advance would be acceptable to them. But desperate times, desperate measures. And so this requires most nonprofit organizations to look to UPMIFA, the Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act. It governs prudent standards for investment and management of charitable funds. It talks about the removal of restrictions and provides guidance and requirements for that. It talks about how to analyze a gift instrument, and it talks about compliance with respect to endowments. Many organizations were facing significant pressure to engage or potentially utilize endowment funds in ways they hadn't contemplated before. And hopefully they were getting good guidance that they should look to UPMIFA and the standards within that.